knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Amen. In our Wednesday night Bible study, that's why I had to put the prelude to what I was getting ready to say, that we had a packed house on this past Wednesday. Amen. At our Wednesday night Bible study, about 3 weeks ago, we read this particular pericope that I just read, but we read the entire one. It started at verse 21 all the way down to verse 22, but I didn't want to read all of that, but we'll build up to it. And we read that as what we call a going deeper text into the text that we were studying, which so happens to be 2 Timothy chapter 1. Praise God. And the title of that Bible study that we've been studying for the past 3 or 4 weeks is called Not Ashamed. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. You ought not be ashamed. Amen. To proclaim the word of God. So, and I had mentioned, amen. We read that, and the Lord gave me something. And I believe, if I'm correct, I believe I first shared with Sister Lee, and then I shared with Sister Collins. I said, and then I shared with everybody. I said, you know something? I said, Lord gave me something. Praise God, to talk about from this, from that 13th verse. Praise God, because, and if we look at that, I say, because it was obvious to me that Peter and John had been with Jesus. Praise God, and the question came to my mind, praise God, what are the evidence, praise God, that you, and I have been with Jesus. So that's what I want to talk about this morning. Praise God. What are those evidence? That should be some evidence in our life. Praise God that we have been with Jesus. Call them what you want to. You can call them characteristics. You can call them, praise God, indicators. Praise God. But I just call them evidence. What? Let's this world know that we have been with Jesus. Amen. We can look at Peter and we look at John here. Praise God. If we look at that verse 13 just one more time, it says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. That was something that they saw in Peter and John that caused them to marvel at what they saw, and they took knowledge of them. Praise God. It's amazing when you got educated folk, praise God, that just said that they were ignorant, they were unlearned, but they took knowledge of them. Praise God. And the reason why they were able to take knowledge of them is because they realized that they had been with Jesus. Praise God. Amen. You see, there had to be something about Peter and John that was a little different than everybody else that was around them. Praise God. And so they took knowledge that they had been with Jesus. And I believe if we have been with Jesus, as if we have trusted him as our Lord and Savior, and if we are spending time with him in fellowship and in prayer, then there will be some characteristics, there will be some indications, there will be some evidence, amen, that in our life that would indicate, praise God, that we have been with Jesus. Amen. I don't want to start preaching right now because, I shouldn't say preaching. I don't want to start celebrating right now because there's some things that I want to get out so that we can see. First of all, praise God, and as we look at our text, I want to look at about four characteristics or evidence that ought to resonate in our life if we have been with Jesus. Amen. I want you to look to that person on your left or your right again. Amen. It may be your significant other. It might be your grandmother. It might be your grandfather. Amen. It might be your guardian. Praise God. And say there ought to be some evidence that you have been with Jesus. Amen. So we look at the very first thing. I think I gave this to him. Praise God. See, if we have been with Jesus, then we will be changed. Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, if you've been with Jesus, that ought to be some change about your life. Amen. You see, when we look at Peter and John, Peter and John were just ordinary men. Amen. They were just ordinary. There was nothing special about Peter and John. They were common men. They worked hard as fishermen to make a living for themselves. Praise God. They were uneducated. They even mentioned that in that. In other words, what they meant in rabbinical terms, they had not gone to any school, formal training. So those folks that were a part of the Sanhedrin look at them as though they were what? They were uneducated. Praise God. And they said that they were untrained, meaning that they had no professional training, amen, to be preachers. They were just ordinary folk. Praise God. But don't you know that God would take ordinary folks and allow them to do some extraordinary things? Amen. Praise God. Look what he said. He said they were untrained. They were unlearned. They did not have a lot of influence. Peter and John didn't have any money. We picked the fact that they had no money just by going to chapter 3. Praise God. They had no money. So they had no power, amen, at all. But yet they were able to transform, amen, millions of lives. And they were able to make a difference in this world for the kingdom of God. Why? Because they had been with Jesus and their lives had been changed. You see, to meet Jesus Christ, to trust him as Savior, to spend time with him in prayer is to experience change. I can't believe one person who sincerely reads the word of God, someone who sincerely talks to the Lord in prayer, where their life is not going to change. You see, with Peter and John, when I look at that same Peter and John, before the resurrection, before the crucifixion of Jesus, praise God, what did I see in Peter? What did I see in John? They were running and they were hiding, praise God. And then Peter ran, so when they came to arrest Jesus, Peter ran until he went into a little area where there was a damsel, the Bible tells us, praise God. And when she started questioning him, aren't you one of them? What did Peter say? Peter, no, not me. So praise God, they were running. And then how many sailors do we have in here? How many people went to the Navy in here? Praise God. Let me see the hands of all those Navy folk in here. Oh, not me. I'm just a part of the Navy, but I was in the Marine Corps. Praise God. That's a Navy guy right there. And see, not only did Peter deny the fact that he was one of them, man, he started cursing like a sailor. Praise God. But after the resurrection and after Pentecost, praise God, we see that a change had taken place over Peter's life. Amen. Peter, that same Peter, who ran and hid, that same John who would not stick around him, because not only did Peter run away from him, but the Bible tells us that all of his disciples deserted him. Praise God, when it came down time for him to die. But now we see those same two disciples, praise God, they are now, amen, they're bold as they can be, because what? A change had taken place over their lives. Praise God. In other words, there was some evidence that they had been with Jesus. Praise God. And that's why I tell people today, if you've been with Jesus, man, there ought to be some change in your life. If you used to cuss like a sailor before you met Jesus, praise God, after you have been with Jesus and you have begun to read his word and you begin to talk to him in prayer, some of the cursing ought to be gone by now. Amen. Especially if you've been around for a while. If you were one of those people that stole, praise God. Amen. The fact that some people say, well, I never stole nothing. Well, you rob God, praise God. When you don't give of your tithes and offering, when you, praise God, if you used to steal, praise God, once you have an encounter with Jesus, amen, your life should not be the same. So we find that these disciples had changed, praise God, and the reason for the change is because they had been with Jesus. But a second evidence, amen, that they had been with Jesus and that you have been with Jesus, praise God, if we've been with Jesus, we will be compassionate. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, not only would your life change, but you would be compassionate. Praise God, you would show some compassion on somebody. Because if we go back to that third chapter of Acts and just look at verses 1 through 8, we'll find that Peter and John were on their way in the temple to do some praying. Praise God, the Bible tells us that it was the hour of prayer. And while they were going, they encountered a man, a lame man who was out there. He was begging of alms. And the Bible doesn't tell us how long he had been out there, but it indicates that he had been out there for a long time. Praise God. And he was begging, praise God. And Peter and John could have been just like some other folk do. Praise God. You know, when you see somebody who's in need, what's some of the first thing that we do? We step to the side. Yeah. Amen. And we don't try to support that need. And if we don't step to the side, praise God, we walk as though we don't see them. Yeah. Amen. But Peter and John didn't do that because the fact that they had been with Jesus. Somebody say they've been with